Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Today is victory day. Hallelujah, because we are more than a conqueror. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For dying for us. Amen. Hallelujah. We certainly honor the spirit of the living God. We honor the visionary, Dr. Laron Matthews. Amen. Hallelujah. And the host of God's people everywhere. That includes you, and you. Amen. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For our administrator, Dr. Bryant. Amen. And all of those that hold up the bloodstained banner in ministry. We thank God for you. All right, hallelujah. We're just going to come this morning as the Spirit of the Lord always leads us. And we pray that you will enjoy. Amen. We're winding up the letters of the alphabet. I'm not sure what God has in store for us. Hallelujah. But I'm sure that whatever it is, as we get close to the end, He will reveal to us what is the next thing that we will be ministering. Amen. Overseer, amen, you want to come on in and greet the people?
Yes, God, everyone on the line, God bless for a wonderful day the Lord has made for us to come together for such a time as this. I want to give glory and honor to Jesus for Him being the one that woke me up this morning, to my leaders of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons out of Hampton and Newport News, Virginia. God bless you all. Also to you, Dr. Wilkes, the visionaries of this line, Dr. Laron Matthews, Administrator Brian, Mother Sydney, and all of our beautiful youth and youth leaders that are on the line. God bless you all. So thankful that you all have made it on this line today. And we pray that God will continue to bless you. And as we get, like you said, woman of God, as we start winding up, we believe that God's going to do something marvelous and great in our next season. So God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah. And with that being said, amen, we're going to step aside so Mother Sydney can take us to the throne of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Mother, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you this morning. We want to thank you for another day. Lord God, that you have woke us, Father, that we're in our right mind. We want to thank you, Lord God, for this conference line, the visionary of the line, Father God. Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, for the facilitators, amen, on this morning, Dr. Will, Overseer Pickett, Father God, Minister Brian behind the scene, Lord God, we just thank you today and all of God's people, Lord God, that will come on the line and participate to our young people, Father God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for them, because in this hour, Lord God, they need encouraging, Lord God. In this hour, Lord God, they need end time love, that they would be able to, Lord God, that they would be able to feel, because in this time, Father God, the love is so, only thing I can think of is just fake, Father God. The love of many have waxed cold. Lord God, it's a different type of love. I don't know what the world call it, but it's a different type of love. I, you be the old shy, God. I hear you, Lord. He said it doesn't have any yeast in it, so it won't rise. Come on, be the old shy, God. He said it doesn't have any salt in it, be the old shy, God. So it's tasteless and it's worthless. Glory to God. We thank you this morning for them, Father. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that they are strong, God, that they are vibrant, Lord God, that they have a spirit of obedience, Father God. You have given them your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding in this hour, Lord God. Lord God, I decree and declare that the enemy will not trip them up, Father God. Lord God, the enemy will not fool them, that they will keep the enemy up under their feet, because when things happen in their life, it's not the person that's doing it to them, but let them see that it's an enemy that's working through that person, Lord God, and give them wisdom, Father God, how to combat that, God. Lord God, keep them out of danger. Keep them out of harm's way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, we anoint them in our spirit, Lord God, in the spiritual realm, Father. Lord God, that they may go out and do the great commission, Lord God, that they may go out, Lord God, to the Oshia as a disciple did in the beginning of the new church, Father God, that they may turn the world upside down, Father God, for the gospel's sake. And Father, we thank and praise you, Lord God, that angels are encamped around them, Lord God, in their life as they decree you and as they give their life to you. There will be no hindrance, Father, Lord God, in the beginning of their infancy. Lord God, I decree and declare that you put a hedge around them, Father God, that the enemy will not destroy them, nor come nigh them, nor take the word, snatch the word, God, from their spirit as it falls on good ground in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I ask you to bless this morning, Lord God, hallelujah, those that are grieving, hallelujah, have lost loved ones in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Losing a loved one, losing a loved one, it's not easy, Father. The Lord, but when they die in the Lord, that is a home going, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that's when we rejoice. But yet it's still not easy, Lord God, for those that are left behind. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, that you're so mindful of them and send angels of comfort, Lord God. Lord, send angels of comfort to Latoya, Father God, and the loss and the losing of her mother. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, she's having a difficult time dealing with it, Father, but wherever she's at right now, Lord God, let her feel the angel of the Lord, Father. She's having a difficult time sleeping at night, but Lord God, give her sweet, sweet sleep. In the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you this morning. We honor you, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord God, even for the beginning, Lord God, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission, Lord God. Lord God, we want to just be like you, Mandy, the Oshia. We want to be like you, Lord God. We want to look like you. We want to walk like you.
We want to talk like it, Lord God. Oh, glory to God. We want to bear the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God. We want them to be manifesting in our lives daily, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God. As Dr. Wilson, Overseer Pickett, go forward on today, God. We ask you that you word their mouth. Hallelujah. That you empower them, God. In the name of Jesus, that they be instant in season and on the season, God. And Lord God, word their mouth, anoint them today, Lord God. I say, go after that, Father. Lord God, let the words of your, let the words in their mouth, Lord God, let it be powerful, Lord God, in this day that we're in, as the young people are listening, Father. Let it be powerful, Lord God. Let it reach the masses of people and those that go back and listen to the replay, Father. Lord God, let them feel the same anointing. Lord God, as alive, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this morning, Father, that you heal, that you deliver, that you be, let them be set free on this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I decree and declare today, Father, that they will not leave the way they came if they're bound, if they're oppressed, if they're afflicted, if they're lame in their body, Lord God. Lord God, they won't leave the same way, Lord God. Lord God, they will be healed. They will leave healed. They will leave delivered, Lord God. They would leave with your strength and shouting victory and shouting thank you, Jesus, for what you've done and how you transformed their lives, God. The old shy, God, how you opened up their blinded eyes naturally as well as spiritually, Lord God. Early this morning, Lord God, we shout out your name and we say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. Oh, God, give us this day our daily bread and we forgive our debt as we forgive our debtor. Oh, God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, for thine is the kingdom, for thine is the kingdom. Oh, glory, God, the power and the glory. Oh, God, it all belongs to you in Jesus' name, Lord God, the Yoshiah God. And, Lord God, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paved for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, again, good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you here on the Prophetic Conference line and to Blog Talk Radio. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for this third Friday, hallelujah, of January 2024. The last time that I've spoken with you, I was just a mother and a grandmother. But now I'm a great-grandma. Amen. I have my first great-grandchild.
Hallelujah.
Who was born on MLK Day. And so yes. her name is Isaria, and she is, which is Hebrew, for it means help. And also my oldest daughter, she's always nicknaming everybody, so we nickname her Dream. Amen. So that is there. So I thank God for all of those that knew about the situation to pray for her. I do have a praise report, amen, when she was born. She did not have to have the surgery that they thought. They saw something on her intestines, a cyst or a growth or something, and they were going to do immediate surgery, so that didn't have to happen because why? The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous doth avail much. Amen. And we thank God that he is a game changer. Amen. He changes things. And I believe the prayers and faith, hallelujah, strong faith, is what made those things happen. But however, because she was so small, she's still in the hospital. Mom is doing well, amen. And so she had to come home yesterday. So I thank and praise God for allowing me to see another generation to my family, amen. And I'm just grateful for what the Lord is doing, amen. So we thank God for that. I also thank you for any of you that was praying for my family. As I told you that about my 27-year-old nephew, they laid him to rest again on this week. So it was on Wednesday, and I thank God for getting us through that that turmoil. There's more to come, but we thank God for that. So, Administrator, do you have any questions for us or comments since our last session? We know the blog was down.
Good morning, Dr. Wilkes. Good morning, Overture Piggott, Mother Sydney. No questions at this time. However, we're watching the chat room, and I'll bring them forth if they come forth. None at this time, though.
All right. Amen. So for those of you that are on the blog side, you can put anything in the chat room on to press 1 on the dial of your phone. For those of you that is in the conference line, amen. If you want to be audible, those of you on the blog side, you press 1 on the dial of your phone. Those of you who are on the conference line, you can *6. Amen. We're giving you the opportunity to ask a question or to make a comment about anything that has been transpired prior to today. And you would like to make a comment on something that we have taught, you can do that. And also, if you don't want to be audible, you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. And with that being said, amen. Certainly, we want you to know. You also can email if you have a long list and it's too long for you to text. you can email the Ron Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. Again, that's Ron Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. So we thank and praise God for that. Amen. So if it's anyone at this time, I'm giving you the opportunity to be able to do that at right now. All right? No one has a question. Okay, so today we are presenting the letter V. All right? Overseer, you want to introduce our letter today?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, can I start off? Just this week too, Dr. Wilkes, my brother and sister-in-law just had their baby.
Amen.
Yes, on the 16th of this month.
And wow.
A boy, and it's our first boy in our family. So I give God praise, and he's named after my brother, Tremaine. And so I thank God because my brother Tremaine was actually over in Kuwait, was sent over to Kuwait for a year. But the Lord allowed him to come home and be with his wife and be able to take her to the hospital, and she was able to deliver. And it was just them two together, which made it very, very special. So special for my brother as well. So what is so powerful is that my father was born, both my brother and my dad was born in September. My dad was, and his twin was born on September the 16th, and then he passed away just 13 years ago. But his passed away on the 13th of January, and then the baby was born on the 16th of January. And it's just the way it all worked, it came out, it's just like it's still mind-blowing to us, you know, because it's almost like this is a gift from God to us to continue to heal us. So I just wanted to just share that real quick before I went on, if that was okay. I hope that was hope that blessed somebody. Wish them a blessing. Excited. So without further ado, here we go. The letter for today, the word for today is vice grip. The other word, I know you're probably like, what in the world, vice grip? Vein. I'll tell you in a minute because it was all a It was as I was studying. Vineyard keeper. The other word is vessel. Visionary, voice, and virtue. Those are my letters for today. I mean, those are my words for today, for the letter V.
Oh, all right. Okay, I have, my words are in the form of a poem. My words are vessel, vines, veins, vision, and victory. Amen. Those are my words. And, excuse me, I think I left out a word in my poem, but we're going to squeeze it in there somewhere. Okay, my poem, excuse me, it goes like this. Okay, let me read it. Bear with me. Oh, sorry. The sinus drainage is, it's no joke. I don't like it. Okay, Lisa, here goes my little story. I'm sorry, it's in the form of a story, but it ends in a song. We are vessels that are connected to the vine. And if we go through the valley, it will not be in vain. So keep the faith and know you will be victorious. And Mother Cindy, you hit a word in there in your prayers. And we can sing, I got V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I got the victory in Jesus, and it is V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. O-R-Y. That actually is a song. All right. So that is my little poem with my little words. And I'm going to squeeze in that dish somewhere in there. All right. Olivia, you want to start off?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was powerful. I love that. That was beautiful. I want to start off with the word visionary. And the reason why is because we all know, as I had asked my husband, I mentioned, I said, do you think Jesus was a visionary? He said, yeah, because he understood everything. He had, you know, everything about him was the vision, you know, the purpose. So as I listened to what he said, I wrote down this. I said, Jesus saw the big picture, and he was able to fulfill it. He said in the word, it says, let thy kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. Jesus came to them that which was lost, and he shared the great commission with us, also with his disciples, but he also shared it with us. Jesus was all about restoration, about healing, about setting the captives free, about delivering us from the lie, mm-hmm. the lies of bondage, and to bring a vision and to bring vision to the blind and the lame, and allowing the lame to walk, the brokenhearted to be healed, to be mended and healed, and for his disciples to do exactly what he did. And so, you know, when we're in sin,
you know, we're automatically, we're blind. So he was able to take the scales off of their eyes for those that believed in him. And it also, he also confirmed the truth of God's word in the Old Testament, that the prophets, of the prophets, and it was, and he was able to fulfill it to the detail. You know, when you think about vision or visionary, that means someone that is starting, someone that has a vision to be manifest. And I don't have a actual a definition for it, but I can look one up. And I could, oh, here it is. A visionary is defined as a broadly, is one who can envision the future for the group. For some groups, this can be involved in the supernatural. Or, let's see, it says the visionary state is achieved via meditation, daydreams, arts, whatever, you know, but ultimately, what we can say about visionary is one who can envision the future. And see, Jesus visualized, he knew what his purpose was. And like I said before, he came to save those that was lost. He had compassion on the less fortunate. He had compassion on even those that were rich. He had compassion even on... you may call it compassion. Oh, I can call it compassion, even on the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because they were living in religion, and he was trying to bring them out of it. And that's what our ultimate goal is, to be a visionary of what God has given us, the Great Commission, to be able to reach out, to seek, you know, those, to find those that have been bound by sin when God leads us, and help them and show them the way to go so that they can be free. That's what I have to say about.
And let me say this, when you're talking about being a visionary, and he's such a visionary person that he know that a lot of times we should walk by faith and not by sight. So sight is connected to vision. And with that being said, as he's being a visionary, he already, the Bible say that he knows the way that we take. Because why? He's a visionary. And then when you look at this in the, he speaks through our vision. And how do you say that? So sometimes we think dreams, we see dreams, but also we can see a vision. And the vision is when, dream is when you're sleeping. So that's how he speaks to you as a visionary and when we sleep it. But when you awake and you see something, you see a flash, or like some people call it deja vu or whatever, but it's a vision. And so these passages of scriptures I'm going to read to you because this shows an example of him being a visionary and how did he speak through vision. So Acts 10 and 19 says, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him. Now, what was happening is that Peter had prejudice inside of him. And since he was had prejudice, he was on a rooftop. And while he was on a rooftop, God spoke to him in Acts chapter 10. And he told him, he says, and first let's go to verse 10 and 17. It says, now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry of Simon's house. Simon was his first name. Peter was his surname, which means his last name. But they called him Peter, and stood before the gate. And so what happened was, when you go up in the third verse here, it said he saw a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, and the angel of God came coming into him, saying unto him, Cornelius. And then you have to start reading at chapter 10 so you can understand what was going on. But then here we go. So once the men came and they stood and there before him, in the verse 19 says, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Okay? Now, also here is here in Acts chapter 16, we go from Peter to Paul. We know that these are two bold representatives for us. We know that Paul was converted on the road to Damascus. He was actually, you could say he really had the vision. He was struck blind, and he could not see. And so God spoke to him, said, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And immediately Saul knew, but then he later was converted to Paul and became, because he was a persecutor of the church. He was a persecutor of those that were giving their lives to Christ and started following Christ. But he did not have the fullness of the understanding, okay? Men was, you know, he was full of man thinking. He thought he was right, but he was so ever wrong. And this is sometimes why God tells us not to lean to our own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. And so Paul was not really going by what God wanted. Paul was a fit in his own flesh. And so he had seized the rights to go and kill at that time the Christians, which that was really a Christian because they were first called Christians in Antioch. But at that time, Christian didn't mean Christian like it does now, okay? And that's a whole nother story right there. But anyways, here he saw, and Paul, he says, and a vision in Acts 16 and 9, and a vision appeared unto Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. So the vision here, God allowed him to see this man praying and asking him to come over. Then I want to say here another thing that the vision is later on in Paul, and there's many other passages, but Acts 18 and 9 really speaks about God being a visionary, and he wants the understanding to come to Paul. So this is what he says in Acts 18 and 9. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. And he told him, be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. So in this vision, he was giving him encouragement, but he was also giving him comfort to tell him to not to be afraid, but to speak. So even though Paul was a bold individual, all right, he had to know that. Then we see that, and this is the last one I'm going to talk about, visionary. God spoke to many of the kings at that time and the prophets through the Spirit of God, and the Spirit was being related through a vision. So here it is in Acts 26 and 19. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. So therefore, this is Paul speaking to Agrippa, all right? And we have to understand that. So this is where you see vision also can tie into being visionary and God knowing the plan, how to direct, and he did it through a vision and oftentimes then a dream. All right, Overseer Lex.
Now, I was also, thank you, woman of God. I was also going to mention that he's a visionary for us too, because he knew And Jeremiah 29:11, it says, I know the plans that I have for you. And so when you think about him being a visionary, not only was he a visionary for, you know, the mankind altogether and for the disciples, but also for us as well, for us to be able to carry out the task that he has set for us to do. So thank you, woman of God, for sharing the beautiful scriptures that you shared and expounding on them as well, because those scriptures really do talk about the vision and the visionary in detail. The next word that I want to share, I'm about to say visionary again, is, where is it at? I want to talk about the vice grip.
Okay.
So,
I'm ready for that.
Now, as I was going through my words, and I was like, and I heard God say vice grip. I said, vice grip? I said, okay, we can do vice grip. You know, and I looked up, was looking up a definition of a vice grip, and, you know, it's a tool that you use, like, it's like pliers. I was looking looking deeper. I was like, well, yeah, that sounds good. Like, he's our stronghold, you know, things like that. And that's what I was trying to think. I was like, okay, so how can God be a vice grip? You know, something that you can hold on to, or he hold on to you. But then I saw a different type of vice grip, which is a type where lifeguards use. You know, whenever you see someone drowning and their face is down, the lifeguard will apply a vice-like grip with their forearm and their hands to ensure that the alignment of the head and the neck and the upper spine is turned into a face-up position. So when I read that, I was like, okay, I like this. This is what we're going to go with. Because when you look at this garden, you see somebody in a body of water. It could be a pool. It could be a and you probably seen them on TV, probably seen them in, you know, hopefully y'all didn't see it in real life, you know, but when someone is drowning, you know, they're, you don't never see them up. You always see them face down. And so I'm so excited. I said, okay, Lord, so that means you are the lifeguard because you're the one that brings life. You're the one that gives life. And when that vice grip, when he flips and turns us around so that we can face upward, we're no longer in sin because sin has us down. And that's what Satan's devices is. We know that in the word of God, it says in John 10:10, it says the thief does not come except to kill and to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So when I looked at this, I said, okay, now a lifeguard, what they do is they're always looking out. And they're always looking for someone just in case something happens. But they always have this training, you know, already trained up to be able to go out and save someone. And what he does, he touches the head, the neck, and the vertebrae to make sure that everything is in alignment. And it's the same way with God. He is the vice grip. What that vice grip does, him being the vice grip, is that he clears our mind. He starts from the top of our head all the way down to the soles of our feet. And he works on the inward parts of us, like our heart, where our vertebrae is, you know, all of that. He works all that out so that when we can walk by faith and not by sight, but he can make every crooked path straight. And then here's the other thing I wanted to say. In John 12:25, it says, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life of this world shall keep it into eternal. But also it says in Romans 8:6, it says, for to be carnally minded is death,
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So when you are connected to the vice grip, which is Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
he will turn your world upside down because you will no longer be in the pit of sin. And just like when you repent, you're turning about faith from turning about faith up to the Son, which is the Son of Man, I mean Son of God. So that's what I wanted to say as far as vice grip. He is our vice grip.
And woman of God, because mine is in my words are in a story,
mm-hmm.
and you just keep going because then that way I can flow with the scriptures with the story.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's basically all I had to say as far as the vice grip, because that was, to me, that was a, it was like my mind blew up when he showed me this. I was like, okay, he's in vice grip. So that's exactly what it, and I pray that someone got it. I hope somebody received what I just said, because to me that was
even, if you have to think about it too, because you gave the definition of how God gave you the vice grip. And how it's connected to him being, and how it's connected to the lifeguard, and how that the lifeguard tool or apparatus is what caused this position is a vice grip. And so I think you brought it out very well that you tied it all in so that we can understand that. And for those of you that may be just coming on the line, we have been ministering. And this may be your first time. We say God bless you and welcome. We have been ministering to the word of God to our youth, amen, showing them how that they can use their various scriptures through their daily walk and using it the letter of the alphabet. So each time that we have come live on there, we have taken a letter of the alphabet, and we have been breaking it down to scriptures to them. So that they can know how to apply it, use it in prayer, use it in as a tool to help them. So that's what we're doing, in case you wonder what's going on. All right. So as you were saying that you, how the lifeguard uses this as a vice grip, and we have to think about Jesus is our lifeguard. And like you said, he does turn things upside down because his ways are not our ways. And we don't may not understand why he did that. Why did I do this? So I'm gonna read my little story again. And it says, we are vessels that are connected to the vine. I wanna start right there. I wanna get these two scriptures and verses out. We are vessels. And I think that's one of your words, right? I want to read Acts chapter 9, verses 15. And it says, and the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. Right? And I think this is very appropriate because it says that we're connected to the vine. So when we are chosen vessel unto him to bear my name before the Gentiles, the king and kings, and the children of Israel. This is the Lord speaking, okay? And he was speaking to Ananias. And when I just up to see, I didn't even know that this guy, see, God is better than that. I did not purposely do this. This was the Lord speaking because he was talking to Ananias. And Ananias was afraid to go talk to Saul because of his reputation. And here is being a visionary again, overseer. He knew that he had to speak and let him know, okay, he is a chosen vessel. So we are a chosen generation, which means we're chosen vessels that are connected to the vine.
the scripture that I want you to know how that we are connected to the vine. And the Lord said, I have chosen him. So when you are chosen by God, you are connected, okay? You're chosen. You decide to give your life to him. He's going to make the difference. He's going to use that apparatus. He becomes that lifeguard. He begins to turn things. But listen to this. In John chapter 15, verses number, now this all ties together. I didn't do this on purpose. God did it. Yeah, remember, I just wrote what he told me to write. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. We're going to jump down to verse number 4. Abide in me, and I in you. See, you can't be connected unless he is abiding in you, and you are abiding in him. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. So he is the vine. We have to be connected. Oh, glory. See, I'm getting excited now because when I first came on the line, I had a horrendous sinus headache. Except it abide in the vine. Except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. So since he is the vine, we are the branches. The branches don't stay. You know, if they fall off the tree, they're not connected anymore. If the fruit gets disconnected from the vine, when they go pick watermelons or tomatoes and stuff, they no longer are on the vine. They're disconnected. You can't, that's the source of life. Our source of life to the lifeguard is that we have to be connected. So remember, we are vessels. We are a fruit. You can look at it. We are a part of a fruit that are connected to the vine. In order for us to have life, we have to be connected to the vine. And then verse number 5 says, I am the vine. Here again. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. So I want you to look at this as it says, we are the vessels that are connected to the vine. And if we go through the valley, oh, come on, somebody. Hello, lights, walls, and floor. Let's go. We know that Psalms 23, I'm turning to there because I want to, and we know this by heart before, that if we go through the valley, it would not be in vain. So we're going to deal with valley and vain. And this is the thing about it. Psalms 23 and 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and that can mean danger, that can mean trouble, that can mean anything that is coming against you to take you out, I will fear no evil. You got to have confidence. And the confidence will bring you the victory. That's later on down the road. It says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Why? It says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. When I look at that as the rod and the staff, I know that as a firm protection. When the fruit is connected to the vine, it's getting its nourishment. It's getting the protection that it needs unless the bugs come and get it. And we ain't talking about that, but we talking about on the positive note. it's going to come. I'm quite sure that it's connected, all right? as we go through the valley, okay, let's go over to Luke chapter number
can you read my writing here? Luke chapter 3, verse number 5, when it pertains to a valley. Okay, oh, bear with me. I'm changing side of my scriptures here. Yes, I'm going through a real Bible. Turn the pages. Sometimes you got to feel that paper. Okay. It says, every valley, now listen to this. Now see, even though you go through the valley, you will fear no evil. But listen to what Luke says, the doctor. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. So if you're connected to the vine, he's going to make sure that that valley, you know, he said, riding the staff that's going there, he's going to make sure that your mountains are brought down. It's not going to be the rough terrain. It's telling you that it's going to be made smooth, and it's going to be made straight, and it's going to be made smooth. It's not going to be rough for you, even if you are in the valley. Come on, somebody. All right? And it says, and it will not be in vain. Okay? Oh, my goodness. This is getting good to me. 1 Corinthians. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to the Father. I'm trying not to get excited. Overseer, you got to keep me calm. Keep me calm. Keep me calm. Keep me calm.
Oh, no, because that's good. We need this. Okay. We need that. We need that.
Hold on. I got to put my phone down here so I can use both of my hands. I'm trying to flip with one page. Flip my hands with one page, but that ain't going to work. 1 Corinthians, we're going to go to chapter number 15. And when we get there, we have three passages of scriptures that is going to help us to understand that it will not be in vain, all right? Because sometimes we know that when we go through trouble, we're like, well, I got to go through this. Don't say why. First of all, let me tell you why I don't say why. If you are going through a situation, we always quote the scripture, God won't put no more on this you can bear. But I don't want you to think of it like that. I want you to think of it in another positive aspect. I know it may be horrendous. I know it may be horrific. I know that it can be troublesome. I know that it seems that it's hard. But you remember here, when we are weak, he's yet strong. And when he's yet strong, first of all, this thing is, I know the song said, he knows how much we can bear. He trusts you with that assignment, because the word of God tells us that he would not leave himself without a witness. I done went through some rough spots in my life that I feel like I was going to die. But I came out, and I just didn't come out the storm was over. I came out with wisdom. I came out with knowledge. I came out being a witness for the Lord in this particular thing that whatever I went through. So because why? God knew that he could trust me, even though I was having my temper tantrums and I was crying and I was like, Lord, rah, 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 rah. Let me tell you, God knows what he's doing, because why? Overseer, because he's a what?
He's a vessel. He's a visionary.
That's right, because he's a visionary. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 10, it tells us, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. You hear what I'm saying? His grace. Did you hear that rod and that staff? That's part of his grace. It's not in vain, okay? The grace of God that is bestowed upon you, you can use this personally. It's not in vain. And it says, but I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. So you know when you're going through these valleys, and you going through it, that grace is, hallelujah. That grace is with you, all right? And then we're going to go to verse 58. Verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable. In that valley, you can't, don't try to get out too fast. In that valley, when you're going through and it feel like you're going to die, this is a encouragement that how that, you know, it's not in vain. Therefore, my beloved brethren, that means the saints of the Most High God, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You know, trouble brings tribulation. Tribulations bring trouble. And tribulations brings about, I'm just going to put it like this. Tribulations brings about patience. That trouble that you have, it brings about patience. So that's why people say, pray for me, pray my strength in the Lord. No, don't ask. You asking for trouble. Don't ask people to pray your strength. So you get in tribulation, it brings you patience. Don't say, well, I need some patience. All you need to do is allow the fruit of the Spirit to operate, because patience is part of the fruit, all right? And it says, and for the abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor, that you're going through labor. My granddaughter on Monday, we went to the hospital actually on Saturday. Saturday they had tried to induce her to labor because the baby was about to have fetal distress. She was going through Saturday. Sunday they said they're going to do this, that. So they put her in, give her epidural, blah, 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 blah. Monday comes, still the little doctor come in with her little cute self, and she's talking and everything, and so still nothing was happening. By 4 o'clock, they decide, okay, we don't want no more danger, so they give her decision. And the labor that for women that have had babies, you know, that pain ain't pretty. So you got to go through some work. And for the men that labor, you labor too. Because why? God said because of the disobedience of Adam, you had to work for the sweat of your brow. That's your labor. You are required to work. You're required to go through strenuous, hard labor. You got to work. Because, see, you didn't have to work. All you had to do was keep the vineyard. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. It says that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So when you stay steadfast in the valley experience, you know that you're going through, amen, you can be encouraged by these two scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 10 and 58. And then it says, because, okay, let me go back to my little story. Hallelujah. I got a little different version wrote down. I had texted because I was sharing with Overseer. So I want to stick to what I said at first. I don't want to change it. It said, for your name. So keep the faith and know that you are victorious. There is no scripture in the word of God for victorious, but the situation, you know that you are more than a conqueror. I want to relate that to you being victorious, okay? And it says, and we can sing, I got B-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I said B-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I got the victory in Jesus. Hey, I got the victory in Jesus. I got the victory in Jesus. And it's V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. All right? So you can sing this song. And why can you sing this song? Why? Because it's Psalm 98:1. Let's change. Let's go there. Psalm 98:1 says, and let me see, I'm going to let you take it in because then I'll be finished. It says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. I didn't do this on purpose. God did it. For he have done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. All right? And you have to understand that when we are going through a lot of things and a lot of trials and a lot of tests and everything, if we stay in the race, if we don't give up, if we don't, we know that we are more than conquerors because we're victorious. All right, we're going to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 again. And we're going to pick up verse 57. And verse 57 says, but thanks be to God, which given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we're going to summarize it all with 1 John chapter number 5. Mm-hmm. And verse number 4, when you're going through this, and I'm telling you, these V words, if you can, it may be more, and you know, I know Sister Donna going to come with it. Amen. It says, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victorious part, all right? And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So when you are being a vessel that is connected to the vine, when you're going through the valley, it's not going to be in vain because you are victorious. You can come out singing victory, and it's all because of your faith. All right? Overseer, the floor is yours.
That was so powerful. I was sitting here like, wow, that was powerful. I don't even know where to start now, because that was Wow. So we're going to talk about the voice.
Come on.
You know, the voice is powerful, right? You know, and at the beginning, he spoke.
And he spoke. Yeah, he was.
And as you look throughout, and you know, we could go through from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and you can see, you can also experience the power of God's voice, because that's what he did. I mean, he was the voice of everything. Everything that existed is because he spoke it. He spoke it into existence. And I was going to look, I want you to look at Exodus 20:22, and it says, then the Lord said to Moses, let's talk about Moses. It says, thus you shall say to the Israelites, you have seen for yourselves that I have spoken to you from heaven. And that's the Amplified version.
He has spoken to us from where?
From heaven. Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
Not only did he spoke to us on he spoke to his people on several occasions. Even
several.
When
I said several. I'm just
yes. On several occasions. He spoke with Moses. He spoke to Noah. He spoke to Abraham. He spoke to even Adam and Eve from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It was his voice. He spoke to David. He spoke to everyone, even
Peter and Paul. In like
Peter
I said,
yes. Peter and Paul. He
his voice. He is the voice. You know, like you've seen the show, The Voice. No. He is the voice. He is the voice. And I didn't put a lot into this because I knew that we was going to go really, you know, it was going to go deep and about his voice because it is powerful. His voice is powerful, like a clashing of thunder. His voice is, and then he can speak to you in a still small voice.
Yes. But some people don't listen.
He be talking. He talks through nature. He speaks to us through people. He speaks, you know, his voice is just that powerful. For him to be able to create the heavens and the earth and then create us as vessels, which is going to be the next one.
Wait, I want to say something about the voice.
Oh, go ahead.
We always said the sheep shift, and I said, some people don't listen. He said, my sheep know my voice.
Hey, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
So we are his sheep and we know his voice. He said, and in another, we will not follow.
That's
so
right.
Why in the world is people saying that they save or they know God, but yet still they doing devilish things? That don't match. I'm using a double negative. That don't match.
That
don't it don't match.
That don't.
That formula is off. Okay. That's not 5 - 7 = 3. That don't match. That's not the right formula. Okay, go ahead.
Like 2 + 2 is not 5. It's 4. So it's wrong. So wrong. And, you know, as I'm sitting here thinking, as you were talking, woman of God, I was even thinking about on the day of Pentecost, there was a fresh wind that came, like a mighty rushing wind. He used his mouth, the wind, the breath of God, you know.
Mm.
It was set upon us, and that just dropped in my spirit, you know. And he gave us frozen tongues, like a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it set upon us. He used his voice. We embodied him inside of us.
Oh, girl, you just about to make me fall out. Oh, my God.
I'm done.
And I never would have thought it like that. Yes, I know that we use the language that's here, but I never thought that makes sense. And, okay, how did that – is this a flash, news flash? When we speak, as the Spirit of God gives the utterance, he's
mm-hmm.
speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit makes intercessions for us. Why? We said that he had already prayed for us. Well, tied all together. We allow him, the Spirit, to give the utterance. As the Spirit gives the utterance, he speaks. And then it makes intercessions for us. Oh, my God. Hey.
Wow,
okay. Snow outside. Wow. We had a fresh coat of snow last night, so I'm about to take off my shoes and run down the street, okay? Because that is fire. Okay, not literally. That's just an example. Just saying. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Wow.
The head of the God.
I don't even know. I'm just speechless just on that. I don't know what else.
Okay,
when we harken his voice, you know, it's like I said, the Lord is always speaking. You know,
mm-hmm.
the Spirit of God is speaking. But we're not, like you said, we hear, but we ain't listening. We be hearing,
mm-hmm.
but we don't be listening. And what's so powerful is that when we do, just like it was something I did the other day, and I didn't know why I did it, but I'm glad that I did do it because I heard him and I obeyed what he told me to do. It didn't make sense, you know, but I did it. But then when the results came, it all made sense, you know, and I'm like, God, I thank you. Done went this way. This could have went that way. But I listened to you, and because I listened to you, I was able to see what you were talking about, what you were speaking to me about. And it could be just for a split second, he'll be like, no, don't do that. Or, hey, go to left, you know. And his voice is, it's like a Apostle always says, like a GPS, you know, the Bible is, the Word of God is, it's like a GPS. But also,
God's protective spirit.
Out of us.
God's protective spirit, yes, GPS, come on.
Yes, and we always, you know, it, when it comes to, even when you go, you know, you need that upgrade. I'm about to go somewhere else. We need that upgrade daily. That's why you have to read his word, so that you can know his voice, just as you were saying. And that was one of my scriptures, you know, but my sheep knows my voice. And when you know his voice, you won't follow nothing else. You won't follow Bambi. You won't follow the fish out of water. You won't follow the birds. You won't follow anything else. You will follow the voice of the Lord. And you won't follow no strange sound. And then you find yourself in your own demise, you know, because you chose not to listen, you know. And
you know what? I'm going to add something to that. To be right quick. When you said you won't do it, you won't follow. Now, you said you mentioned GPS, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's protective spirit, the GPS. The Holy Ghost leads and guides us into all truth. That helps us to have the perfect vision for 2020. Because we follow the voice. The voice activates. And then our vision becomes clear.
Mm-hmm.
It leads and guides because it's a GPS. And we will have 2020. When we be obedient, when we be totally submissive and obedient, we will have that 2020 vision because it will not lead us or guide us off the pathway. We don't interject our 2 cents. We don't give our ideology. We don't come with our education. We don't think that we know more than God. And we think we can take a shortcut. We're going to follow that. Wait, okay, go ahead, because then the vice grip is coming in.
Because you said something right there, and that is absolutely true. There's been times, you know how back in the days, and some people still do, people use maps, you know, and there's nothing wrong with maps as long as it's updated, you know, as long as you got the most updated one, because all the roads are they change a lot, you know, but you think about it. The satellite, the GPS is connected to the satellite, and so when the satellite knows exactly what's changed and what's happening, right? God, he knows. His mind is he's all over. He's everywhere. And so when the instructions come down from wherever it comes from, the satellite or from the people that does all that stuff, you know. And with the GPS, like in real life, but think about how he does it. He shoots it right directly to us. And when we respond and we go in that direction, you know, like you said, we won't go in the wrong direction. The GPS will say, when you make a wrong turn, make a U-turn, you know. Or, and guess what you're going to do? You're going to make a U-turn because you know you ain't going in the right direction. And it's the same way when our relationship with God, when we are going in the wrong direction, the Lord will prompt us. He will give us a nudge. When something don't seem right, when something don't sound right, that ain't it. That ain't me. His voice will warn you ahead of time. Even when you're spending that quality time with him, he will give you instructions. He will give you the details. He will give you everything you need so that when you are in front, when you're facing any trials, when you're facing any tribulations, even he said in his word, he will bring everything back to your remembrance. All that back. His voice will speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And give you the revelation that you need so that you won't fall, so that you won't fall into diverse temptations, that you won't fall into Satan's grip. You want the vice grip. You don't want the other grip. You don't want Satan to grip you. You want God to grip you. So with his voice.
He speaks healing. He speaks life.
Mm.
So we understand that the death and life is in the power of our tongue. So we have to be careful what we speak out as well, because we're a vessel for him. Okay, woman of God, you can go ahead, because I'm about to blow up. Thinking about us being a vessel in the same sense of his voice. We're representation of him.
We are the temple of the living God.
That's right.
If we are a temple of him, we got to stay clean. Because if mm-hmm. you know what, you go to a restaurant and they mm-hmm. sit a glass or a cup in front of you and you see floaties in the water, you don't want that.
Mm-mm. I don't want to say no particles, no lips.
If it's an old glass and it's got crusties on, you know, the glass and kind of wore out, and it just looks raggedy, you don't want that neither. You want a
mm-hmm.
fresh glass.
I sure do.
Let me tell you, even though God know that we was all raggedy and torn up, I want you to hear me to somebody. We was tore up from the flow up.
My God.
And he finished with us on the potter's wheel. He done made our vessel shiny. He keep us on that wheel so that we could be smooth. Did we read that? He made the crooked way straight.
Mm.
And then it comes out smooth. We want to hear, this is what I want to say, we want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what we want that voice to say in the final end. We want to hear him say, well done. But some people ain't seeing, hearing well done. They leaving up out of here not being steadfast, not being unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Some people leaving up out of here, and they are just, put it that way. We don't have to be that way, people of God. We can be victorious. We can be more than a conqueror. Our letter today is the letter V. And with that being said, administrator, come on, give us a commercial, and we're going to come back and open up the floor for questions and comments. Dr. Bryant, you there? You there, Dr. Bryant? All right. So we have to wait. Okay. For those of you that came, okay, go ahead with commercial and comment, commercials and announcements, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
We have a technical difficulties.
Just a little, give me 1 second.
Lord, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Did we lose the blog side?
No, ma'am, we're still here.
Okay.
We just have a issue with this board, brief issue. But Dr. Wilkes, you might have to move on. The board froze up on us.
Okay. Okay. So we have some technical difficulties, but that's okay. For those of you that's on the blog side, and you can still make your questions, and comments, you can put them in the chat room, and I'm not sure if you can press 1 on the dial of your phone if you'll be able to come in. For those of you that's on the conference line, if you want to make a comment or you have a question, you can *6 your line, and it will unmute you. You have to make sure your phone is unmuted for us to hear your voice. If you don't want to be audible, you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. So at this time, you can ask your administrator, is there any comments that was in the chat room? Can you see those?
No, ma'am, not at this time.
Okay. All right, so we're going to move to the conference line. The blog side is our international side where we are live all over the world, all over. I mean, the whole world is in his hands. Amen. So for those of you who's on the conference line, at this time, if you have a comment or a question, star 6 your line and come right on in. Is there anyone? Anyone with a question or comment this morning?
Phenomenal morning to you, my sisters, Evangelist Wilkes and Overseer Pickett. Phenomenal morning to you, as always, with letters. And in that, I heard the word volume.
Volume.
As a mighty warrior, we have to be volume. I hope I'm saying it right.
Valiant.
There it is. It's tongue tie. As a warrior, God puts that power in us to conquer the very things he wants us to conquer, and we have to be bold in it also. But this is such a great teaching with the letters. I can't believe we're already on V with y'all. But thank you so much. God bless y'all.
All right. Amen. Well, thank you for that word. Amen. Anyone, thank you, my sister. Thank you. Anyone else with the letter, for the letter V, you have a comment? Star 6, your line. And you can come right on. And if you're speaking and we don't hear you, you have to make sure your says your line. This line is now unmuted.
Good morning, Dr. Wilkes, Overseer.
Good morning, Mother.
Did you all say volume?
Volume, like you turn up and down?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am, we didn't.
Okay. The woman of God was saying it first. I said, wow, I was thinking the same word. But volume. Amen, volume. Volume of the book. He said, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Amen. And when you think of volume, amen, I think of something that is not in more of the sound, but in the vast of something, you know, full of something, something that when we think of volume, we think of it's a high and it's a low. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And he said yes, because he's Alpha and Omega. Amen. And so there's a high and a low in that word to God. I mean, I can't explain it right now, but the Spirit Lord just dropped that in my spirit. Amen. But that scripture right there dropped in my spirit there, Hebrews 10:7. He said, when he come in the volume of a book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Amen. Mm. So this is, have really been good. Amen. I tell you, the Lord have really been blessing you too. Amen. To do the scripture, the alphabet, you know, and he give you the word. And so, and what it does, it helps others, you know, to have various scriptures. There's a scripture for every letter of the alphabet. And that's what you said. That's what you're saying to us. And that's what you're giving to the people. Amen. There's an A. Okay, there's a word. And it has a scripture with the A. It has a word with the A for it. Amen. And so God bless you all and continue up the good work, because, see, it's not easy. It sounds easy, but it's not easy, because you have to gather it. Amen. You have to have an ear. He says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. God bless you. I'm going back on mute.
Okay, and then when she said that, of course, another word popped up. Another word popped up to me is value, V-A-L-U-E. And
yeah.
we have to look at it. We're valuable to God. We're so valuable to him, he came and gave his life. Okay?
That's right.
He didn't want us to be perished. But Luke 12:7 says, but even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are more valued than many sparrows.
Wow.
Come on now.
That just made me think in my
Yeah, I'm just trying to say, ye are more valued than sparrows. And we notice that his eye is on the sparrows, and I know he watches over them. So you know what? You're so valuable. He clothed the lilies of the field. He feeds the fowls of the air. But what more so than those that he have created with the soul? Because why? You are valued.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then the Old Testament, in Leviticus 27:8, uses the word value in this way. But if ye be poor, then the estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest. Woo! Father God. Oh, God. When we present ourselves before the priest, he is our high priest. Come on, somebody. And the priest shall value him. Oh, my God. According to his ability, that vowed shall the priest value him. It can't get no better than that.
Absolutely.
Okay, here I go, taking off my shoes. The socks and running down that street. Fire, fire, fire. You are presented to, when you present yourself to the priest, he said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Why? Because you are valuable. He going to value you. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I'm almost speechless after that one. All right. Did you come up with another overseas?
No, ma'am. I mean, I had one word, but it's okay. I was thinking about virtue. You know.
Come on, pull it.
You know, like the woman with the issue of blood. You know, she pressed her way through, you know, and I was reading through some topics and things, and it's so powerful that her faith, she pressed her way through to touch the hem of his garment. She didn't touch the whole thing. She just touched the hem. And he knew all these people were touching him, and he, in virtue.
Back up. She said, If I only
touched.
She said, if I only. So that means she didn't really touch it.
Mm.
She said, if I could only touch the hem. Now, I might be wrong in my scriptures. But maybe I'm reading the wrong version.
Because, you know, it says it differently in, you know, all the different, I mean, in the gospel of Matthew and Luke, John. All of this held differently, but
she did touch him. You know how she touched him, sis?
How she,
She touched him with his faith.
Okay.
He says, the Bible tells us without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm.
She touched him with her faith. She pulled the virtue from him through her faith. And then the disciples, they not paying attention. Because they said, how are you going to say who touched me? Now you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
All these people. She would have been trampled if she would have really been on the ground and all those people around him. I'm just using my sanctified imagination. I could be totally wrong. So her faith pulled on God's soul. You think about the woman that was wearying the judge, the unjust judge.
Mm-hmm.
She kept going before him, going before him, going before him. She said, I'm going to give this woman what she wants because she wearying me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is when our faith, we're not wearying God, but we pull virtue from him. He's moved by our faith. Did he not say to somebody, I have not seen so great a faith?
Mm-hmm.
They pull virtue from him. Now, I could be wrong, and I don't mind being corrected. But she said it to herself, come on, woman of God.
I'm speechless on that. I am, because just the thought of her faith, because he mentioned that in the Word of God, and I should have went to it while you were talking, and I did not.
Read it for us.
Matthew 9:20-22. Let's go there.
Yes, let's go there.
Now, this is a different. This is a different translation, but I'm going to read it. Anywho,
okay. You said Matthew 9 and what? Matthew
9:20.
Okay, I'm there. Okay.
Chapter 9,
I'm saying. And I think they're saying there's two women, so they could be, we could be mixing the scriptures. But go ahead.
So Matthew,
you like 9:20? Go ahead. Yes, you were right. They say he touched his hand.
Uh-huh. Okay, so verse 20, this is a different translation, but it says here, it says, just then a woman who had suffered from bleeding for 12 years approached from behind and touched the end of his robe. For she said, can just touch the robe, I'll be made well. Jesus turned and saw her, Have courage, daughter, he said. Your faith has saved you. And the woman was made well from that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Matthew. So, and I know that in, let's go to Luke. See if we can find it in
Luke 8.
Luke 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Mark. Mark, Luke 8.
I'm thinking about the other woman.
Okay, you said Luke.
I apologize. Go ahead.
Okay. Luke 8, and let's see, parables, using your light, parable of sower. What verse is it on my God?
Oh, sorry. Luke 8 started at verse number
45.
Yeah, it's 44 and 40. Actually, it's 40. Started at verse 43.
Okay. Here it is. The girl restored and the woman healed. Okay. So Jesus turned to the crowd. When Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, and they were all expecting him. Just then, a man named, okay, this is about Jairus, came, and he was a leader in the synagogue. He fell down, and Jesus at his feet, and pleaded with him to come to his house, because he had his only daughter, about 12 years old, and she was dying. While he was going, the crowds were nearer and crushing him. The woman suffered from the bleeding for 12 years, who had spent all she had on doctors, and yet could not be healed by any, approached from behind and touched the end of his robe. Instantly, her bleeding stopped. And then it says in verse 45, "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. And when they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds are hemming you." What? Yeah, this is a different version. Hemming you in and pressing against you. And then mm-hmm. he says, "Did touch me?" Jesus said, "I know that power is gone out from me."
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, when the woman saw that she was discovered, she came trembling and fell down before him in the presence of all the people. And he declared the reason she had touched him and how she was instantly healed. And in verse 48 says, "Daughter," he said to her, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Yes.
So that's the one right there.
I'm thinking of the other woman. I'm trying to find that passage. But go ahead. And yes, she. But still, I'm looking at that. This woman coming. It's a whole nother background of this. We're not bringing that into the picture today. And when you look at this, she's drawing something from Jesus. Many of us, we come with a whole bunch of diseases in us. We come with the disease of lying. We come with the disease of thievery. We come with the disease of mischief. We come with the disease of homemonging. We come with the things, adultery and fornication. We come with the disease, period, of sin. And unless we give ourselves to him, so that, what you say, he can use that vice grip,
mm-hmm.
turn our world upside down. You
mm-hmm.
want to read that again about this vice grip again?
Yeah.
It's going to be stuck with these diseases.
That's absolutely true. And it's absolutely true.
It takes faith to believe that he can change it.
Mm-hmm.
We so valuable that it needs to be. We can't be a vessel. We can't be healed and delivered. We have to have the faith in him to change us. We got to hear his voice. There should be something that is in his voice, as he said, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest."
Right.
That's the victory that we get. Because, again, as you said, he's a visionary. He already had a plan. He had a plan. When Adam messed up, he already had a plan, as they say, in his hip pocket. He had a plan. Because why? He knew what was going on down there. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Because why? He's the vision. Everything we can see, we can only see
because of the vision. He gives the vision. If he don't get the vision, everybody gonna be dark and walk around in the dark. We won't be able to see. We the blind leading the blind.
That's right.
We both gonna fall in the ditch.
And we definitely don't need that.
No,
there's a lot
don't
of people.
Need that.
It's powerful when we connect it to the vine. That's where it's at, right there, woman of God. When we connect it to the vine. Because if not, he's going, the other things he's going to tear off. All this other stuff is going to be used in the fire.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
But I want to be connected to the vine.
All right. Administrator, did you get the board working?
We're working on it. Hold on just a
second. Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
All right, Administrator, can you see if there was any comments in the chat room?
Yes, ma'am. There are several comments. One young lady stated, thank you so much for these alphabets. They have truly helped her. She made quotes from all the way from the beginning, A, all the way up to now, and they wanted to thank you for it.
All right. Amen. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Anyway. On the blog side, hey, as the commercial was going on, Overseer, you said,
uh-huh.
When we read, we're going back to Matthew chapter 9, and says that the virtue came from it. She said she touched the hem of his garment. I was like, okay, I know, I don't read this in the word. That was verse number 20, Matthew 9 and 20. It said, Jesus comes back from verse 19, 18. While he spake these things to him, this is King James, behold, that certain ruler that worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even dead, it is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand on her, she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Now, while he was going to heal somebody, another distressed person comes. And behold, a woman which was diseased with the issue of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Semicolon. That means it wasn't finished yet. Verse 21 said, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be. She was already healed, pretty much, because she already said within herself, if I could just get to him, and if I could just but touch, she said this in herself, I shall be made whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Mm.
And the woman was made whole from that hour.
My God. Different.
Sometimes I want to say this, Holy Ghost, thank you, thank you, thank you. Young people, middle age, and senior life, sometimes we struggle with things for years and years and years. And when you finally make it up in your mind that you're sick of tired of being sick of tired of being sick of tired, a song says, turn it over to Jesus and he will work it out. He can work it out. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have value. We are valuable. He can work it out. But we got to turn it over to him.
That's right.
So she came. She was sick of tired of being sick of tired.
Mm-hmm. See, this is the one that I'm thinking.
And behold, the woman was with disease.
Mm-hmm.
With an issue. See, there was two different women. That's why I want to make sure that we understand this. There's two different women in this, had this issue going on. She had a disease with an issue of blood. You got to go back and you got to trace this out. You got to do reference scriptures. And I'm not going to even bring that up. And you're going to find out what it is. I already know what it is. With an issue of blood for 12 years. You know, like I say, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you want the victory. You want to be victorious. You just okay, I'm cashing it in. I'm done. You're dropping the mic. I'm done. And she was made whole that day. But when you look at this and you look at this passage in Matthew chapter 9, things that Jesus was doing here, people had some issues. They was coming along. And the next after that, then the blind man came. He gave this. He touched his eyes. He said he wanted to know this is what now overseer, check this out. After the woman had been healed and the noise was going on. Now, this is what really tripped me out right here. It so tripped me out. In verse number 27. And when Jesus departs this, two blind men followed him. Wait a minute now. OMG. Two blind men follow him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he came into the house, the blind men came to him. Now, how in the world, if they blind, they following him, and then they went to the house? Somebody help me. Believe ye that I am to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touch he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you.
This is faith in action.
Mm-hmm. It's faith in action. You're right.
Two separate incidents. But the faith is what worked. He worked it out because of their faith. According be to thy faith unto you.
You know, woman of God, I was sitting there thinking, as you were saying, how did the blind man follow him? They followed. They have to follow his voice.
I was hoping you catch that.
Yes. They followed his voice.
They followed his voice. They blind physically.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's so amazing is because, you know, I have, you know, been reading up on things like this. And it was a particular young man that I saw a video where he was born blind because he had cancer in both eyes. But he did not allow that to keep him from doing the things that he loves to do, which is to ride his bike, to walk, to run. Well, not run, but to walk, to play video games, to, you know, play basketball and things like that. And he followed the sound. That's exactly how he was able to do that, is that is around him. So he's able to identify what those things are. And so that's how the, and now you think about how they followed him, you know, how the two blind men followed followed Jesus all the way up to his house, is because they heard his sound. They heard his voice and they followed it. Because when you lose a certain sense, another one becomes stronger.
And let's go back to my sheep know his voice. When we lose that sound, when we follow another voice, that GPS, if you're going to lose the signal.
Yeah.
And you know,
they didn't have no radio back then. They didn't have any of the things that the technology that we have back that we have now.
No, they said the news spread abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So I mean, and you know, sometimes, like, you know, when you talk to someone, you'd be like, "Oh man, you sound like your mama," or "You sound like your daddy." You know, when a person talks, you know, like my niece, she sounds just like her mother when she talks, and I'd be like, "Karma, Kirsten, which one are you?" You know, on the phone. You know, but when they knew his voice, and they followed.
And we should have that same voice, because we should sound like, if we connected to the vibe, we should sound like the voice of the Lord. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Absolutely.
My sheep knows my voice.
We won't be making that strange sound. We're going to be doing what's right.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anyone that have a question or comment? Because we're 5 minutes to the hour. We're not, you know, rushing anyone. But if you have a question or a comment, those maybe on the blog side again, you can always text 334-440-6152. Those that's on the conference line, you have a question or comment today that is for the good of the kingdom, please do star 6 your line that's on the conference line and come right on in. All right, for our listening audience, of those that may be coming back and listening all the way to the end for the playback, we thank and praise God for you following along with us with the letters of the alphabet. We thank God for the letter V today. Amen. Overseer, give your words again, and I'll read mine.
Amen. My voice. My words for today was vice grip, vine, vineyard keeper, thank you, Lord, vessel, visionary, voice, and virtue.
Okay. And then we have vessel again, vine, vane, vision, victory, victorious, and value. And then we have balance and volume that came from our audience. So we appreciate the V word. And then if, when we get to February, there is, we only have a few letters left, W, X, Y, and Z. Now, I'm already struggling. I've been trying to study for X, and I'm like, Lord, we're going to have to go to the Greek and the Hebrew for X. But we're going to get. Yeah, we got challenging us. And so just to let you know, but we're going to have it because God's going to give it to us. So W is going to be wide open.
He's a wonder.
And remember, you got that song. And I'm going to read my little story, and then we're going to end the line. Overseer, she can pray us off. Amen. I'm going to read my little story again with my words, with the excluding vision. We are vessels that are connected to the divine. And if we go through the valley, it will not be in vain. So keep the faith and know you will be victorious. And then we can sing, I got the V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I got the victory in Jesus. And it's V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. And then in my original version, I say, victory, victory. You know that one of the other artists sings that song, victory, victory. So with that being said, Overseer, take us to the throne, woman of God.
Amen. Father, we thank you for today, God. We thank you that you've downloaded into us, Lord God, the things that we need to learn about the letter V on today, Father. We pray, Father, that you will pour back into everyone that has been listening on today, God. We pray that you will pour back into us, Lord God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness, Lord God. We thank you even for our youth and even the adults that have kept us long. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you will continue to take them into a deeper place with you in the name of Jesus. Let them go into that secret place with you, Father, so that you can download into them even the more the things that they need, Lord God, in their lives, oh God, to carry out, Lord God, until we meet again, God. We pray for those, Lord God, that don't know you, oh God, on today, Lord God. May they repent of their sins, Lord God, and come clean with you, Lord God, so that you can make them a new man in the name of Jesus. Make them a new creature in you, oh God, where old things will be passed away and behold, all things will become new in their lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for taking the scales off of their eyes, off of, Lord God, and taking and removing the wax out of their ears, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, taking the torment from their minds in the name of Jesus and giving them a sound mind in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you're working on their hearts in the name of Jesus, and you're taking away the stony heart, and you're giving them a new heart of flesh, Lord God, where it can pump, Lord God, the blood through their veins in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do, oh God. We thank you for baptizing your children afresh with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and allowing, Lord God, your spirit, Lord God, to rule and reign over their lives, oh God. We pray for protection, Lord God, from every state, in every country, in every community, every city, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the cities. We pray for our schools. We pray for our colleges. We pray, Lord God, for every area that we go into, oh God. We pray that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. Help us to expand your word in the name of Jesus, so that those, Lord God, that don't know you, oh God, and the pardon of their sins, oh God, will be able, Lord God, to be set free from the grips of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray, Lord God, that you will continue to use us for your kingdom, Lord God. Let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven, as we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. We pray that you will cover, Lord God, the visionary of this line. We pray that you will cover, Lord God, Administrative Brian. We also pray that you will, Lord
Lord God. Anoint, Lord God, the system, Lord God, that we're using, Lord God, that will be working, Lord God, in the effects, Lord God, would it be used for your glory in the name of Jesus to reach the masses. In Jesus' matchless name we pray, amen.
All right, people of God, join us again tomorrow morning for our very own Apostle Simmons, amen, a co-laborer in the gospel, will come with the prophet's touch on tomorrow. Come and hear a powerful word, amen, capable man of God, anointed and appointed for this hour, hallelujah, that will bring forth the word 5 a.m. right here on this same channel and this same dial. Join again in the morning. God bless. Administrator, it's in your hands.
Territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before.